As you've been hearing already, Gardaí in North Cork investigating the discovery of the bodies of two brothers in their 60s at a farm near Mitchelstown last night have discovered the body of a third man. The alarm was raised just before midnight last night when family members of one of the brothers became concerned that he had not returned home. We can talk now to our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, who's at the scene. And Pascal, just in the last while, this news coming through that a third body has been discovered. What can you tell us?
Yes, Brian, the area was the subject of intense Garda activity since early this morning. The Garda dog unit had been deployed, Garda helicopter and armed response units from Cork City, from Limerick and from Clare joined local Garda units in a massive search of the area. Now, where we are at the moment, I'm about 10 kilometres outside Mitchelstown in a townland called Corrigorum, Knockaneven, and that's where the farmhouse of the two brothers is located. Their bodies are still at the scene. Garda Technical Bureau members and the assistant state pathologist Dr. Margot Bolster have just arrived at the scene in the past half an hour, and there are a number of other scenes preserved by Gardaí at this stage, including a scene about 5 kilometres away at Killacluig, where the body of the third man has been recovered.
Pascal, presumably just shock and disbelief in the local community at these events.
Yes, and sadly again for North Cork, this is the third violent incident in about 6 months in this area, and the community is in shock. In this case, it looks pretty clear at this stage that we are talking about three brothers. And I don't believe at this stage that Gardaí are looking for anybody else in connection with this investigation. And I have been speaking to local people here this morning and they have been expressing their shock.
They were three of the most liked people that was ever seen in this earth anyway, the two boys. They were local small farmers and they sell a bit of timber and things, and they were fierce liked in this area anyway. They walked and lived above in the farmyard. They came out there every day and they done their timber business, and they went on about their business in selling their bags of timber all over the County Limerick and Cork and Tipperary. They were great neighbours to us, and they wouldn't harm, they were the salt of the earth, they were around here.
Everyone was in shock. They were the grandest you ever met. They called them the saints, you know, but they were saints. They were easy going. Oh, Jesus, this. I can't still, my head is. Your head would be reeling over it, like.
Pascal, people clearly trying to make some sort of sense of all of this. Is there any understanding of what might be behind it?
There isn't at this stage a clear understanding of what might be behind it. There is obvious speculation about land and the farm here, but we don't know whether that is wide of the mark or not, and I'm not sure how helpful in the circumstances that is at this stage. We do know that one of the brothers ran a timber round and that he had been helped by another brother when he suffered some health problems in the recent past. But we, again, you know, there is no confirmation and there is no way of confirming at this stage if that may have been part of the dispute that led to these tragic events.
Right. So the next stage, Pascal, presumably will be post-mortem examinations to be carried out.
Well, as I was saying, the members of the Garda Technical Bureau arrived here just about half past 12 within the past half hour or so, accompanied by senior Gardaí and the assistant state pathologist, Dr. Margot Bolster. She will do a preliminary examination of the scene here. The bodies of the two brothers will be removed from the scene here, and the third brother from the River Function, and they will be taken to Cork University Hospital where post-mortem examinations will take place. It is my understanding at this stage that there wasn't a firearm involved in the deaths of the two brothers at the farmyard. Perhaps it was another weapon.
All right. For the moment, Pascal Sheehy, thank you for that. Well, local independent councillor Frank Roach told our South East correspondent Conor Kane that people in North Cork are absolutely devastated by what had happened.
Here we are in a rural area where it was completely quiet. There's never anything like this here, and people are devastated. My phone hadn't stopped all morning. You'd rarely see a Garda car, only maybe the community guard, but rarely see anything like this. It's absolutely, people are shocked. Shocked, the farming community, everybody around here, we're totally shocked here this morning.
We can talk now to Fine Gael councillor Kay Dawson, who lives close by this this farm. Kay, thanks for taking our call. Dreadful news for people to be trying to digest this lunchtime. Not just the deaths which we heard about overnight, but now it seems the death of this third brother. News just coming through in the last little while. What's the response there? What do people make of it? Three brothers who are, we're told, well known in the local community.
You see, you can't make anything of it because it just doesn't make sense. It's normally when we listen to the news, it's someplace else. But this is our own community, and our own community devastated by this tragedy this morning. I don't have the language to put words on the sensation of unbelievable, I think is about the best way you can describe it. It's a tight-knit community, a close community. These people were part of our community, and we're devastated is the only way I can describe it.
What can you tell us about the family, about the brothers, Kay?
They would have been just salt earth. They would have just gone on with their daily lives. They would have interacted well. They would have been genuine, quite gentle people. It's just unbelievable that we wake up today to discover that they're no longer with us. It's just... Again, I am stuck for words, and I'm not normally stuck for words, but this has just blown us away. It's a tragedy beyond our belief and our understanding.
And as well as operating the farm, they were involved in selling timber, in selling kindling, so they would have had a lot of contact with people about the community.
Yeah, well, I've seen in other articles where they described that we were very rural. We're not very rural. We're a couple of miles from Mitchelstown. They would have been heavily engaged with lots of people and with their neighbours, and they travelled selling their timber. And, you know, that they were by no means isolated or remote, you know.
All right. Well, our thoughts are with all of you and with the family directly involved in that. Kay Dawson, Fine Gael councillor there in New Mitchelstown. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us.